English literature. Old English literature, before the Normans, 700 to 1100. English literature goes back more than 1,000 years to the time when the Vikings migrated to and conquered the British Isles. The language of this period was Old English, totally different from today's English language. The literature was influenced by pagan traditions, magic, the problems of life at the time, as well as Christian thought and moral values. The earliest known piece of writing is a long epic poem of conquest and bravery, Beowulf. Types of works written during this period, chronologically, were annals, chronicles and historical records of various battles, Bible-based writings of poets Caedmon and Cynewulf. There were educational works translated and compiled by King Alfred and, towards the end of the millennium, exhortational religious writings by Aelfric and Wulfstan. Middle English Literature, 1100 to 1500. This period follows the Norman conquest of Britain after William the Conqueror's victory at the Battle of Hastings in 1066. William established a strict feudal system based on holding the people in subjection. The church also held a strong influence. Through the Norman invasion and takeover, the English language became transformed and a French element was added. At first, English was only spoken by the lower class, but later also by the court and nobility. Geoffrey Chaucer, 1340 to 1400, is considered the founder of the English language of the time and is the most prominent writer of this period. Chaucer's poetry was realistic, ironic, and humoristic. It brought new traits into the literature of the Middle Ages. With an undercurrent of derision, he quietly eroded the centuries-old religious and secular values of his time. Also, social criticism and satire were aimed at the corruption and hypocrisy of the ruling hierarchy. Chaucer's best-known work is Canterbury Tales, an unfinished collection of comic and moral stories told by a group of pilgrims while travelling to a religious shrine in Canterbury. Some contain moral truths, for example, The Knight's Tale. Others are light and even a little crude, such as The Miller's Tale. Renaissance literature. The Renaissance was a transitional movement in Europe between medieval and modern times. It was marked by a humanistic revival of classical influence expressed in the flowering of arts and literature, and by the beginnings of modern science. In England, after a time of domestic and international political conflicts during the 15th century, a political equilibrium was restored. Literature and art began flourishing under the reign of Elizabeth I, 1558 to 1603. During this period, significant literary works were created. Poetic drama, songs, lyrics and ballads were common forms of literature. It was also a time of great seamanship and architectural development. Elizabethan drama had passion and vitality. Plays were full of pageants, humour, wit, songs and lyrical poetry expressing poets' thoughts and emotions. Historical subjects were adapted to provide lessons for the rulers of the day. With time, however, growing class conflicts and continuing impression of the poor began to be reflected in drama and literature. Comedies turned into tragedies. As illusions were crushed, a certain amount of despair set in. This progression is also reflected in the works of the greatest dramatist of the time, William Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616. Overall, Shakespeare's works are characterized by ancient materials being put into new forms and the study of people in various social and personal conflicts. They also show the downside of human nature with its cruelty, barbarism, violence, horror, and death. Shakespeare's earlier plays, 1588 to 1600, include histories, comedies, and tragedies, for example, Richard III, Comedy of Errors, and Romeo and Juliet. His climax works, 1600 to 1608, are mainly problem plays and the great tragedies. Hamlet, for example, is an artistic expression of the crisis of humanism and Renaissance optimism. Humanism and Renaissance thinking that had offered so much hope was facing failure and defeat. The ideals of human dignity and equality did not materialize. Society was still corrupt and people were still evil, prejudiced and oppressing one another. Shakespeare's later works, 1608 to 1613, consist of romances and reconciliation plays based on utopian visions. These were based on fairy tale fantasy and miraculous solutions of conflicts, as for example in The Winter's Tale. There is literary beauty in these works which had crystallized from the chaos and conflict of the times. 17th century literature, Revolution and Restoration, 1600 to 1700. The 17th century was a time of social change and revolution. Two opposing groups played key roles. On the one hand, there were the feudal classes with the royal court headed by King James I and the Anglican Church. On the other hand, there was a progressive capitalist movement represented by the Puritans, who had an increasing influence in Parliament. In the 1640s, tensions culminated in a civil war between the King's army and Parliament. The King was deposed and beheaded in 1649, and the Puritan Parliament ruled until 1660, enforcing a strict moral code. The restoration of the monarchy under Charles II brought a strong reaction against this code. The court, nobility, and upper class became known for carefree, morally loose living, which was also reflected in the works of the playwrights. Significant dramatists after Shakespeare were Ben Jonson, 1572 to 1637, Francis Beaumont, 1584 to 1616, and John Fletcher, 1579 to 1625. They wrote mainly for the court. Among the prevalent genres were Jonson's masks with gaily dressed and masked actors, lots of lyrics, songs and dances. They were featuring various human characteristics and obsessions in satirical comedies attacking greed for money, Puritan hypocrisy and nobility's parasitism. Beaumont and Fletcher created tragicomedies, which played on the emotions and nerves of audiences and kept them in a constant state of excitement. Drama took on more cruelty, violence, and erotic overtones. Important poets during this period were John Donne, 1572 to 1631, and his followers, collectively known as metaphysical poets. They addressed matters beyond the physical senses. Their new style featured disharmony of thought and meter. It dramatized intimate human relationships, as well as physical and erotic actions. Donne also expressed his feelings about the disintegration of life's certainties and warned of rising selfishness and individualism. John Milton, 1608 to 1674, supported the Puritan Revolution, which aimed to purify the Anglican Church, based on the Reformation teachings of John Calvin. Milton's most famous works, written after the restoration of the monarchy, are Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. Paradise Lost addresses basic questions of life on Earth and in the whole universe. The beginning of the book, describing the angelic rebellion and man's fall, can apply to modern mankind. It describes humanity's road from innocence and ideas of a problem-free existence to realistic maturity. The book may also be allegorical for events at the time of its writing. Paradise Regained balances Paradise Lost by highlighting Christ's victory and the redemption of man. Both works reflect the author's courage in challenging the established religious beliefs of the time, against which his concepts seemed like blasphemy.